Shalom to all. Today's office called Pei Dalet. We are starting about the second line with the word Ukiman, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarbats Biyakim Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So we were right in the middle of the discussion. The Mishnah said there's no kisui dam for kachim. The Gemara asked why not. The birds such as chatas ha'if could have malika don. Blood goes on the mizbeach, then it's scraped off, placed on dirt, and then covered with dirt. So the Gemara answered, you're right. Actually, the Mishnah is referring to kachim bedek habayis, a bird that was donated just for the Beis Hamikdash upkeep fund. It's not allowed to be shechted, but it was shechted anyway. And since that's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, it's not allowed to be eaten, so there's no kisui, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Ask the Gemara, why not? He could redeem it, removing its Kedusha status, and then do kisui. Answers the Gemara, and this is where we're holding, that in order to redeem Kachim, we require Ha'amada and Ha'racha. We need to literally stand it and assess it. And since this was already shechted, it can't be stood up, so there's no pidyon. Ask the Gemara, Ukiman, who is this like? And the reason why we're asking this is as follows, because this explanation of the Mishnah has two parts. First, the Shechita has to be Ru'uya, which Kachim Bedek Habayis isn't. In order to fix that, it requires pidyon, but that can't be done because of Ha'amada and Ha'racha. So now the Gemara is asking which man da'amar holds of both of these things. Ikir Amar, everyone states like Rav Meir, da'amar who holds hakol ha'yu b'chlal amad v'aracha, that everything's included hamad and aracha, that both kachim b'edek habayis and kachim is be'ach. If you want to redeem them, they require hamad and aracha. Well, ha'amar, shechita shein ru'uya, shma shechita, he holds that shechita shein ru'uya is called shechita. So we don't even have a problem from the outset with Rav Meir, because this bird, even though it's b'edek habayis and it's not allowed to be shechted, it's still officially called a shechita, so that shouldn't be a problem for kisui. And Ikir Rav Shimon, if you want to say they were going like Rav Shimon, da'amar shechita shein ru'uya, shma shechita, he holds that shechita shein ru'uya is not called shechita, while ha'amar, he holds loyal ibachal amad v'aracha. The kachim b'edek habayis is not included in the din of amad and aracha, so just be paid it right away, and then you're able to do kisui. So according to which opinion is the Mishnah going like that we require both of these things, the shechita she'en ruya, loy shma shechita, and that we need amad and aracha in order to be paid it? So Rav Yosef answers, Rebbe he, it's shechita's Rebbe, v'nasav la'alim b'tanoi, and he's going according to both tanoim, b'shechita she'en ruya, sarv lak Rav Shimon. In regards to shechita she'en ruya, he holds like Rav Shimon, and b'amad v'aracha, sarv lak Rav Meir. In amad and aracha, he holds like Rav Meir. Now, alternatively, we could say cooler Rav Shimon he. The entire Mishnah is Rav Shimon. Shani Hacha, specifically over here, we're talking about Kisui Adam, it's different. The Pasuk says, V'shafach v'kisa, and he shall pour its blood and cover it. What do we learn from here? Misha ain't mechusar ela shvicha v'kisui. The only thing that has his chiyuv is something that requires two things, pouring its blood on the ground and covering it with dirt. Yatzazeh, excluding this, shemechusar shvicha pidia v'kisui. It's lacking three things. It needs its blood being poured, but then it also needs to be redeemed, and only then kisui can happen, and that's why there's no kisui by kachem. And now that we came to this answer, says the Gemara, afilu tema kachim mizbeach. We can even say that we're talking about kachim mizbeach over here, a bird that was designated to be a karbon. And the reason why it wouldn't require kisui is as follows: misha ein mechusar el shvicha v'kisui. The only thing is our chayv in kisui is something that only lacks these two things: shvicha sadam and kisui. That's it. Excludes this. This karbon shemechusar shvicha greira v'kisui. That's lacking three things: pouring its blood, greira scraping it off of the mizbeach, and then doing kisui. So according to this, our Mishnah could even be talking about regular kachim mizbeach that they're not chayvin kisui. Now, my Rav Ashi Amar, he says, Amar Kar, the Pasuk tells us, chaya oy oif, a chaya or a bird. What do we learn from here? Ma chaya ain't a kadosh, af oif ain't a kadosh. Just like a chaya is not kadosh, as we said in the Mishnah, you can't bring a chaya as a karbon. So two birds are not kadosh, meaning kachim birds don't require kisui. Ask the Gemara, if that's really so, why don't we say that ma chaya she'ain't be mina kadosh, af oif she'ain't be mina kadosh? That just like chaya, that it doesn't have any min whatsoever that's kadosh, that can be brought as a karbon, so it doesn't require kisui. So two birds, any type of bird that can't be brought as a karbon, so that doesn't require kisui. But Aitzi Tarnu B'nei Yayna, I'll exclude Tarnu B'nei Yayna, pigeons and turtle doves, Sheyesh B'minan Kadosh, that they could be Kadosh, they are brought as Karbonos. These are the only two birds that are brought as Karbonos. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not the proper comparison. Kechaya, we compare a oif to a chaya, namely, ma chaya, loi chalaktaba, just like by chaya, you don't differentiate. Chayos are chayos. They're not able to be brought as a carbon across the board. Af oif, loi tachlik by, so two birds, we're not going to differentiate at all, even though there is this technical possibility. Nonetheless, we're not going to make this differentiation, so no kachin birds are going to be chayav in kisui. Now the market continues with something similar. Amali Yaakov Minal Rava. Yaakov the Min, the apostate, told Rava. There's actually a footnote on the side over here in which some Gersais have Rashi explaining who's this Yaakov Minah. He's a Talmud of Yeshu HaNoitzri of Yashka, and so he's the one having this conversation with Rava. Kaimalon, we know the Chai B'chal Behema L'Simanim, that Chai is included in Behema for Simanim. We learned this earlier in the Masechta. Namely, when the apostate tells what's considered a kosher animal, that it chooses cod and has split hooves, it only says that by Behema, but explained earlier in the Masechta, that Chayas are included in that. So if that's so, Eimanami, why don't we also say, says Yaakov Minah to Rava, Behema b'chal chayo l'kisui, that behemas are included in chayos for kisui, that when a person shechts a behema, he has to do kisui adam. So Amar Lei, Rav responded to him, Alecham Rekra, about what you're saying, the pasuk says, Ala arsish b'chenu kamayim, it, referring to blood, shall be spilled on the ground like water, ma'mayim, loy by kisui, just like water doesn't require kisui, afay nami, so to this, meaning blood of a behema, loy bai kisui doesn't require kisui. Now we continue discussing this. El miat, if that's really so, yad bilu bai, so then one should be allowed to be toivel in blood because it's considered water. The answer is that no. Amar Kar, the pasuk says, ach mayan ubar mikveh mayim yetar, that only mayan, a spring, and bar is a pit or a cistern, mikveh mayim, a gathering of water, that's something that's tahar, which means what? Hani in midechrini loy, only these things are able to be used as mikvahs, not anything else, meaning not blood. So we continue asking, ve'ema, why don't we say, that hani mi limute shar mashkin delay krumayim? The pasuk is excluding other liquids which are not called water, and so you can't be toivel on them. If you have a pit of apple juice, you can't be toivel on it. Avol dam de ikrimayim hachinami. But blood, which is called water, as we said before, ala artsish brechen ukamayim, and that's referring to blood, so maybe one could be toivel in blood, and that's a proper mikvah. So we answer that no. Tre miyutek sivi. There's two miyutim in the pasuk. Mayan mayim ubar mayim. Even when the pasuk says, ach mayan ubar mikvei mayim, really the pasuk is just talking about a gathering of water. Why does it have to mention mayan and bar? It must be that it's two miyutim, one of them being used to exclude blood that it can't be used as a mikvah. We continue asking, how could you say that? Ema, why didn't I say that idvi idi lemute shar mashkin? Both these miyutim are really excluding other liquids, such as apple and orange juice or whatever it is, just not blood. And why do we need two miyutim for that? Chalamute zaychlin vchalamute mechunasin, one to exclude flowing and one to exclude gathered. Gathered means just a regular mikvah of apple juice, let's say, and zaychlin, which means flowing, is a special din in regards to mikvah that we know if we have a bar that is already majority filled with rainwater and we just simply don't have any more rainwater, we're allowed to take mayim she'uvim, which usually passels a mikvah, and pour it on the ground a little bit of a distance away, and then it will flow down, rolling down the hill into the mikvah. That's called zeichelin, and that kashers the mikvah. So maybe the other drasha is to exclude zeichelin by shar mashkim. So the Gemara answers no. Tulasa mutik CV. There's actually three mutim in the pasuk. Mayan mayim, ubar mayim, mikveh mayim. Each one of these is considered a miyut, and therefore one of them is used to exclude blood. And we're discussing Tanur Banu even Brisa. The pasuk by Kisui Dam says asher yatsud. The name of the pasuk says veish ish mi bnei Yisrael min agar gar b'soicham asher yatsud tzeid chaya. And literally this means who makes a trapping of a chaya. Now what do we learn from the word yatsud? Ainli el asher yatsud. I only know from here that if he actually traps a chaya, so then it's chayv in Kisui Dam. How do we know if something's already considered trapped that requires kisui? Kigun, for example, avazim tarnagolim, geese and chickens, that's something that he has on his farm. How do you know that requires kisui? The answer is Tamalim, the pasuk says, tzayid. Namely, the pasuk is double ashen, yatsud tzayid chaya. So that Tamalim are tzayid. As in the double ashen of the pasuk, asher yatsud tzayid chaya, mikom makayim, that's telling us in any situation that even if he has it and he didn't actually have to trap it, it's chayv in kisui. Ask Gemara Kin, if that's so, then ma Tamalim are asher yatsud. So why does the pasuk have to say yatsud that he traps it? That's mashma only by trapping. And the answer is that limdatar derech eretz, the Torah is teaching you the proper way to go about life. Shalai yoichal adam basar el bazman hazayis, that a person shouldn't be eating meat except in this particular situation, meaning a person shouldn't be eating meat all the time. It's very expensive. It can make a pretty big dent in his wallet. Therefore, only if a person really wants meat, he should go out and trap it. And that's why it says a lashon of trapping. And we continue discussing this. Tanur Banu Brisa, the pasuk tells us, kiyachav Hashem lekechaz gvocha, when Hashem expands your borders. And the pasuk continues, vamartin, you're going to say, oichal basar, I would like to eat meat, kisavin ashchalecha basar, because your soul desires to eat meat. And all your desires to eat meat, go for it, not a problem. So what do we learn from here? Says the Gemara, Lim de tar derecher, the Torah is teaching the proper way to act. Shalo yechal adam basar el teyavon, a person should only eat meat if he really desires it. Now yachal, you might think that in this situation, if a person really wants meat, yikach adam ashok v'yachal, that he should go to the market and buy meat or buy an animal, and then he'll eat. So to that tamalim, the next pasuk says, v'zavachtim b'karchum tzaincha, you shall shecht from your cattle and your flock, and that tells us that only if you have cattle and flock, if you have animals, then you should shecht them, but you shouldn't go to the market and buy an animal to shecht just because you want meat. Continuing, Yachal, you might think that Yizbach kol bakarai, that he should shecht all of his bakar v'yoichal and then eat, and kol tzayin v'yoichal, he should shecht all of his tzayin and eat, which means if he only has one cow or one sheep and he really wants meat, so that's what the pasuk is telling him, go shecht it and eat it. So to that, Tamalim, the pasuk says, mi bakarcha v'loi kol bakarcha, mi tzayincha v'loi kol tzayincha, you should only shecht from your bakar, from your tzayin, but don't shecht all the ones that you have. So if you only have one, don't shecht that one that you have. Mikan from here, Amar Lo Zanazar, he tells us, mi sheish lei mana, if a person only has one mana, yikach lefasoi litra yarek, he should buy for his pot, meaning the meal that he should eat is a litra, which is a certain measurement of yarek vegetables. He should have simple fare because he doesn't have so much money. Whereas asar mana, if he has 10 mana, yikach lefasoi litra dagim, he should buy a litra of fish for his meal. In his area, fish was cheaper than meat. Now chamisha mana, if a person has 50 mana, yikach lefasoi litra basar, he can buy a litra of meat for his meal. Maya mana, if he has 100 mana, yisvuzulai keder b'chol yom, he can make a pot of whatever he wants every single day because he baruch Hashem has a lot of money. So the question is v'inech emas, what about all the others? When do they eat? Meaning the people who can't afford this every single day. So when are they supposed to eat these foods that we just mentioned? The answer is Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, from Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And that means that throughout the week, they should subsist on very little and very inexpensive food so they can save this delicacy, whatever the delicacy is considered, from Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And Rav, he tells us, we have to be careful, we have to be chayshesh for the zaken. Tekin for Elazar ben Azariah said, meaning we should follow his advice. However, Amar Rechon, Rechon says, Abba, father, which is a term of chashivas for Rav, mimishpachas brim hava. He's from a family of healthy, robust people with strong constitution, and therefore he was able to go throughout the week not really eating much. Aval kagoyin anu, but in regards to us, whom were very weak, we're not of strong constitution, mishish leprut b'sachkisai, if a person has a little bit of money in his wallet, yiritzen lechenveni, he should run to the storekeeper, buy some food, and make sure to eat so that he could stay healthy, because if he gets sick, he's going to get even weaker, and that's going to be worse for him. And Rav Nachman says, adding on even another level to this, kagoyin anu, for example, us, he was a generation after Rabbi Yochanan, when the generations consistently got weaker, leiven v'eichlin, if we don't have any money, we should actually borrow money in order to buy food so we could try to stay healthy and not get sick. And continue to discuss proper finances and making sure not to spend too much money on things that perhaps aren't worth it. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, kvasim l'vushecha, which literally means sheep for your clothing. What does that mean? Migez kvasim yeh malvushecha, from the shearings of sheep, shall be your clothing, which means you should have sheep so that you could shear them and make clothing out of it. And the pasuk continues, umechir sada atudim, which literally means an exchange for a field, the flock. And what do we learn from here? Lo'alim yimkar adim sada v'yikach atudim, a person should sell his field and buy flock, and that way he can gain from both the shearings and the milk. But he shouldn't sell his flock to buy a field. The next pasuk of Mishlei says something similar. Let the milk of goats be sufficient. What do we learn from here? It's sufficient for a person to get his money, his parnasa, from the milk of goats and lambs that he has in his house. And if he wants meat, he should not shech them and eat them because they're for his parnasa. And then the pasuk says, for your bread, for the bread of your house. What do we learn from here? Your bread comes before the bread of your house, which means you have to make sure that you have food before the people of your house do, so you can be strong enough koyach to go work, so you can bring more food for your family members. And then the pasuk says, "V'chaim l'narisecha." Amar Zot Shabrit Rav Nachman tells us, what's the pasuk teaching? Ten chaim l'narisecha, give life to your youth. Mikan l'mitayr darcharetz. From here, the Torah is teaching a proper way to act. Shlo yilamid adam as benai basar v'yayin, that a person shouldn't accustom his son to meat and wine, and then the child's going to be raised with a very high standard. They should live simply and not have such fancy foods, so the child's able to do with less. And continuing, the Gemara says, Amar Rechon, Rechon tells us, paid out on a base on top. If a person wants to become wealthy, he should evolve himself with small animals such as sheep and goats. That's because they reproduce very quickly. And Rechis says, what's pshat in the pasuk? It says, literally this means the flocks of your sheep. But why is it the pasuk uses this interesting word? It teaches us, it makes their owners very wealthy. Now, once we're learning about good advice from Yechon of how to live a proper life, we have more of that. Rav Yechon says, it's better to drink a cup of witchcraft, meaning a cup of water that had witchcraft put in it, and don't drink a cup of warm liquid. Lukewarm water is terrible for a person. However, honey milius is only b'kli matchos and metal kli al b'kli cheres las lamba. If it's an earthenware kli, no problem, you can drink warm water in it. And also b'kli matchos not milay amran, even in metal kli they didn't say this. Al adolay shadi b'hut tzivya. That's only if they didn't throw tzivya, which is like herbs and spices and whatnot. Al shadi b'hut tzivya. But if they threw these herbs and spices and whatnot, they basically made a tea out of the water las lamba. Then there's no problem. And b'kli loy shadi b'hut tzivya namilay amran. Even if no herbs and spices were thrown into it, it's still not a problem. El adolay tzayet. That's only if the water was never boiled in the first place. Avol tzayitz. But if it was boiled in the first place, less mamba, then there's no problem if right now it's warm. And Rabbi Yechon Rechon says, Mishin Echoy Av Mayis, if a person's father left him over a lot of money, he got a big Yerusha, big inheritance, if Rotzel Abdon, and he wants to lose them, meaning he wants good advice how to squander away his money, Yilmash Klei Peshton, he should wear linen clothing, Mishtamash B'Klei Zchuches, he should use glass kalim, V'yuskar Poylem, V'al Yishivimayim, and he should hire workers and not sit with them and watch them. What does that mean? Yilmash Klei Peshton, he should wear linen clothing, B'Kisneru Misa, this is talking about Roman linen, which is very expensive. He issues glass kalim. What does that mean? That's referring to white glass, which is very expensive. And what does that mean? Hire workers and don't sit with them. It's referring to oxen. There's a lot of loss, meaning hire them to plow your fields, give them oxen, don't watch them. They're going to bring them to thorns, thistles, brambles, over difficult terrain. The oxen will get ruined, the field will get ruined, they're not going to care because it has nothing to do with them. So that's a great way to squander away Yerusha. And something similar, Darsha Avir, he darshaned, sometimes he said this in Rav Ami. Sometimes he said in Rav Asi. What's pshat in pasuk? Toiv ish chaynu malve. Good is the man who's chaynin. He's gracious and he's malve. He lends money. Yichalkal dvar b'mishpat, and he acts with justice in his ways. Now it seems to be a little bit contradictory, because if he's being very gracious and he's lending, what does it mean he's acting with justice? People who act with justice aren't necessarily gracious and don't necessarily lend money. So it's actually talking about two separate sides of the person's actions. Loilam yechal adam v'yishta pachsim mashiach loy. He should act b'mishpat with himself. He should eat and drink less than that which he's able to, meaning he shouldn't spend a lot of money on food. He should just eat simple foods. But he should get dressed and cover himself with that which he has, meaning he should buy clothing that are fitting with his means, not less, but equal to, and that's because we don't want him to be embarrassed going outside in rags or things that are less than his status. And he should honor his wife and children with more than that he has, meaning he should go above and beyond to honor his wife and children, because they're reliant on him, and he's reliant on the one who said the world should be, and that's referring to Hashem, obviously. Now going back to Kisa Adam, Darshav Eina Pesach the Rei Rosh Galusa, Reina Darshan at the entrance to Rosh Galusa's house, Hashachel Chayla B'Shabbos, if a person shechts for a sick person on Shabbos, when it was B'Koch Nefesh and a person has to have meat, we're allowed to shechts for them on Shabbos, so for a person that did this, Chayv L'Chasois, he has to do Kisa Adam. That's because Reina's understanding, since there's a heter to shecht on Shabbos, so this whole shechita is an act that is mutter, Memela, we're going to do Kisa Adam, even though it involves an Isser. However, Amalu Rabba told them, everyone who's listening, Ishtoimaka Amar, he's saying something that's completely surprising, and therefore, Lisham Tula Mari Mine, his speaker should be taken away from him, which is a nice way of saying his tongue should be cut out. And the reason why this is not true is because Tanya, we have a Brysa, and this is somewhat of a long Brysa, and we're going to only see at the end of it why Rav Ina's saying is not true. And the Brysa tells as follows: Rabbi Yossi says, Kvi ain't Shechlin or Sebi Yomtev. A Kvi is not allowed to be Shechlin on Yomtev, if him Shechtu, in Machasin is Domai, if it was Shechted, its blood is not allowed to be covered. And our Mishnah said the same thing. Where does this come from? So Rabbi Yossi adds on, Mikav Chaimer, based off of Kav Chaimer, Uma Mila, Sheva Da Doicha Shabbos, Ain Sveka Doicha Yomtev, when we're talking about Mila, meaning Bris Mila. If it's a Vade Bris Mila, it's 100% this child's eighth day, so that's Doicha Shabbos. We give Bris Mila on Shabbos. But if it's a Safik, it's not even going to be Doicha Yomtev. For example, if a child's born Ben Hashmashais, and the eighth day is going to fall out on Yomtev, we're not going to give him Bris Mila, because since Ben Hashmashais is a Safik, we don't know if it's day or night, so we can't give him a Bris Mila that day. It's going to be pushed off either to day 9, maybe even sometimes till day 10. Well, Kiso Shein Vadoi Doicha Shabbos, Kiso Adam, that even in a Vade situation is not Doicha Shabbos, which we're going to see at the bottom what that means. Should we say that Safik Kiso Adam is not Doicha Yomtev, and that's why a Kvi, which is a Safik, even if it is Shechtin Yomtev, doesn't have Kisoi. Now, Amru Loi, they told him, what type of Kabbal Chomer is that? Ki HaShefer B'Gvulun Techiach, blowing Shefer in the Gvulun, which is outside the Beis Mikdash, should prove what you're saying is not correct. She'ein Vada Doicha Shabbos, even if it's Vade Rosh Hashanah, it's still not Doicha Shabbos. Outside the Beis Mikdash, we do not blow Shefer on Shabbos. But Usveka Doicha Yomtev, in a Safik situation, which we're going to see in the Gemara what that's referring to, that is Doicha Yomtev. Now, that's Pircha, or question one on the Kabbal Chomer. Then Hashar Belazar Kapper Beribi Tshuva, Belazar Kapper Beribi, which means is a great one, he's extremely chashuv. He also responds to Rabbi Yossi's Kabbal Chomer, the Malam Mila Shekin Ein Neheges B'Lo Yom Tovim. The Mila is different because we don't do it Yom Tov night. But Tamer B'Kisoy, I'm going to say the same applies by Kisoy, Shenayeg B'Lo Yom Tovim. That we do Kisoy Adam Yom Tov night. If a person Shechts a Chaya or Oif Yom Tov night, he is going to do Kisoy. And so you can't compare Kisoy to Mila. And Amar of Abba, he commented on that which Rabbi Elazar Kapper just said, Ze'echem Adverim Sh'Amar B'Chia Ein Le'Aleim Tshuva. This Kabbal Chomer of Rabbi Yossi is one of the things that Rabbi Chia had said about, I don't have a response to it, but Beheshev Rabbi Elazar Kapper Beribi Tshuva, Rabbi Elazar Kapper Beribi, he gave a great response. Now getting back to the main discussion, Ketani Mias, at any rate, what do we learn? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Kisui She'ein Vadoi Doicha Shabbos, the Kisui Adam, even in a Vadai situation, is not Doicha Shabbos. Now the question is, Mai Vadoi the Kisui Doi Doicha Shabbos? What does that mean? Vadai Kisui Adam is not Doicha Shabbos. What's that referring to? Ulava Shechel Chayel B'Shabbos? Is that referring to somebody who's shechting for a deathly sick person on Shabbos, which he's allowed to do, so that's considered Vadai Kisui, and nonetheless it's not Doicha Shabbos? And so we see that even if a person's allowed to shecht on Shabbos, he doesn't do Kisui. Asking more of a Dilma Da'av V'Shachat, maybe basically he's referring to where the person was over. He did what he was not supposed to do, and he shechted anyway, so in that situation it doesn't require Kisui. But if he was allowed to shecht, maybe it does require Kisui. Says Gemara, that can't be, because Domi Demila, it has to be that the Kisui they're referring to is just like the Bris Mila basically is talking about. And Ma Mila, Bershos, just like when he's talking about doing Bris Mila on Shabbos, it's being done with permission because it's the child's eighth day, Af Kisui Na'an Bershos. So the Kisui Adam he's talking about is referring to Kisui, that the Shechita was done Bershos. Nonetheless, Kisui Adam is not allowed to happen, so we see not like Rav Ina. And now we can discuss a number of the pointers of this Brysa. Amru Loi, they had told him, meaning it's the first Pirchon of Yossi's Kabbal Chomer, Tkiyah Shefer B'Gvulun Techiach, that Tkiyah Shefer outside the base of Mikdash is going to prove what you're saying is not true, She'ein Vado Doicha Shabbos, that outside the base of Mikdash, even if it's 100% Yomtev, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos, Usveka Doicha Yomtev, but even when it's a Safik, it's Doicha Yomtev. The question is, my Sveka, what does it mean Safik Tkiyah Shefer? Even if you want to say Safik Chal Safik Yomtev, they were talking about Safik Chal Safik Yomtev, we know there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and one of those is Safik. We don't know which one is the real Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of the month. So you want to say that's the Safik we're referring to, that can't be because Hashta Vada Yomtev Dachya. Now, when we're talking about it for sure being Yomtev, of course, Tkiyah Shefer is Doicha Yomtev because the Torah says you have to blow Shefer in Yomtev. Well, Safik Yomtev, Safik Chal Mibaya. Do you even have to say that Tkiyah Shefer is going to be Doicha Yomtev, even if it's just Safik Yomtev, or maybe it's the weekday? Of course, it's going to be Doicha. What are they responding to when they say Safik on Yomtev? And the answer is Payam Rav on top. Ella Safik Ish, Safik Isha. It's talking about a person who's a Safik Ish, Safik Isha, namely a Tumtum or Androgynous, someone whom we can't determine their gender. They're Safik, they might not be Chayv in Tkiyah Shefer, and nonetheless, they're allowed to blow Shefer on Yomtev. And that's what the Pirchat is Kabbal Chomer was. However, Rabbi Yisla Tamei, Rabbi Yisla Shitasai, he's not bothered by this Pirchat at all. Da'amar, he holds Isha Vadais Namitaka. that even a 100% woman, she's for sure a woman, is liable to shefer Rosh Hashanah. Then you have a brisa, b'nei Yisrael samchin v'lo b'nei Yisrael samchais, that only males, when they're bringing a karban, they do smicha, they lean on it, but not b'nei Yisrael, not females when they bring a karban. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, both of them say, nashim samchas rishos, that if women want to do smicha on their karban, they could. It's not considered like a woman is doing avaida. And it's the same thing about tkiyah shefer and Rosh Hashanah, a woman could blow shefer, and by the same token, in androgynous or a tumtum, safik isha could blow shefer. Now we have yet another reason why this pircha on Rabbi Yisrael is not good, because Amravina Ravina says, nami even according to Rabbanan themselves, their own shita, putting Rabbi's shita to the side, their own shita, we still have a pircha on it, because matkiyah shayfer shekin vada deicha shabbos mikdash. Tkiyah shayfer is different than it's vada deicha shabbos in the base of mikdash, meaning when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos in the base of mikdash, we're going to blow shayfer. Turn by kisui, we're going to say the same applies by kisui. Delase klal, there's no kisui ever on Shabbos, and therefore that's another reason why their pircha is not valid. Now we go on to the last part of the brisa. Heish Rabbi Lazar Kav Ribi, he had responded to Rabbi Yosi, the mila which you're trying to bring as the main part of your raya, even though that might be deicha shabbos, but it's not done on the night of Yom Tov, as opposed to Kisei Adam, which is done on the night of Yom Tov. Asking more, what does that mean? Blei Yom Tov Hudlai Naga Bishar Leili Naga. What bris mila is not done on the night of Yom Tov, but it is done other nights. It's not done other nights. The pasuk tells us Bayom Hashmini Yom Basar Lasai, that on the eighth day. So we only do bris mila during the day, not at night. Why is Rabbi Lazar Kav Ribi saying that the night of Yom Tov we wouldn't do bris mila? Mashma, other nights we do. So the Gemara says you're right. Ella rather, this really means to say Mala mila Shekein Ein Haheges Beleis Kabiyamim. Mila is different. You don't ever do bris mila at night like you do during the day. Turn by kisui shenei gbelis kabiyamim. But are you going to say the same applies by kisui adam, that you will do kisui by night like you do during the day if you shecht an animal or burn at night? So you're going to do kisui. And last year's bar is concluded. Amar Rav Rabba said, Zechom et Varmsha Amar Bechia Eile Alein Tshuva. This is one of the things Rav Chia said. They don't have a response to it. And Vehish Rav Lazar Kav Ribi Tshuva. Rav Lazar Kav Ribi, he had a good response. Jung Rav Yisrael Gleis Kav Chomer is not rock solid. We're going to stop it for the day. I pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss kisui adam. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.